Good morning. My guest this morning is Carrie Fugit from Sonoma County Conservation Action. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Well, we are going to celebrate 25 years with Sonoma County Conservation Action on June the 18th. So what'll happen?
It's going to be a wonderful celebration at the Friedman Center in Santa Rosa from 5 to 9 p.m. We are celebrating 25 years of grassroots organizing. We were established in 1991. Bill Cordon was one of our founders.
Right.
And we are thrilled to be celebrating this huge milestone. We're bringing together environmental leaders, activists, community leaders, social justice visionaries, change makers, and we're going to be having our environmental leaders awarded at this event as well. We're excited to be giving the Upstream Swimmer Award to U.S. Congressman Jared Huffman.
Great.
We have our Dick Day Community Activist Award being given to C. Higgins from Surf Rider Foundation, and we're thrilled to be giving our Bill Cordon Innovative Leader Award to former U.S. Ambassador Ted Elliott, who's been very active with the Sonoma Land Trust and just a huge advocate for the environment and stepping into Bill Cordon's shoes in his wake.
It sounds like there's going to be some very interesting folk there.
It's an amazing gathering. We always get over 200 people who just really support the environment from all different groups, labor groups, environmental groups, small business owners, agricultural groups. It's a really fun event.
Speakers?
The speakers will be the award winners, and we try and, you know, keep it tight. We speak about our issues that we're currently working on, especially for the election coming up, and give everybody time to talk and build those relationships, because that's what makes us the strongest, is the strength of our community.
So what is the Sonoma County Conservation Action's mission? What do you folks do?
Very briefly, we do a lot of work around improving the quality of life and protecting the natural beauty of Sonoma County. We are known for our canvassing activities. We work year-round canvassing. We work on over 50,000 doors a year, talking to people, building relationships, and bringing people into the conversation that aren't already engaged. We are also really well known for our report card that we put out in the fall, which is a review of your elected officials, how they're doing, listening to their constituency, and how they're voting for environmental issues. And it really is an incredibly valuable tool for bringing transparency into the political process.
Well, my wife is going door to door in our neighborhood, speaking out for a candidate who shall remain nameless at the moment. And she came back home every time she did it, absolutely exhausted. I must say, I'm very impressed by you people who can spend hour after hour and day after day doing that, going around, knocking on strange doors, putting up with the reactions that you sometimes get, but also getting some great reactions too.
It really is an amazing experience. I've been out canvassing last two weekends in a row. And once you knock on that first few doors, you warm up and it's a joy. You definitely speak with people who don't agree with you, but usually they're respectful and it's a pleasant conversation. You meet people who had no idea what was going on and they get engaged in the conversation. And it's an incredible way to just make sure that people are hearing what's going on in their community and they know what decisions are being made so that they can voice their opinion during those decisions.
Well, which of Conservation Action's causes were you out for last time?
Recently, it's been for the 5th District Supervisor. We're also been canvassing for Sebastopol Urban Growth Boundary, which we're trying to get on the ballot for November to limit sprawl and promote livable, walkable communities. We're also doing a lot of work around community separators, ensuring that our green belts are protected, get renewed, and hopefully strengthened. You'll see that on the ballot in November as well. Hugely important for preserving our agricultural lands and open space and minimizing the impacts of sprawl and development.
Well, I always thank people for coming in, but I also sometimes thank people for what they do, and I'd like to thank you for what you do at Sonoma County Conservation Action.
Thank you very much. It's been a joy to talk with you and every member of our community. Again, June 18th is our event. And if anybody's interested in getting involved, we canvass year-round. We're always looking for canvassers or interns. So I encourage you to reach out. Conservationaction.org is our website. Email me, Carrie@conservationaction.org, K-E-R-R-Y, or give us a call, 707-571-8566.
Thanks again, Carrie.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.